This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hoody, hoody, ho, heidi, heidi, hi. Can I go through all of the letters in the alphabet? No, the vowels anyway. Let's see. A, heidi, 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 A, E, heidi, 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 A, I, heidi, 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 ho, A, E, I, O, U.
What are we doing?
We're doing the
Heidi,
heidi, heidi.
Someone just tuned into the show, and they're like, what the AF am I listening to?
We're the number one show for mental facilities across.
Exactly.
That's
Straight
so.
Jacket Radio.
Well, I'm Jello Day, kids. It's really wild around here.
Well, I'm Jello Day. Straight Jacket Radio. I like that. That's something I hadn't thought of in terms of promotion. We'll have to speak to the consultant.
You're not allowed to have created it. We're for you.
We're right. Having, well, this afternoon
you enjoy
we're having.
Padded walls.
Where this gets piped into the rooms with padded walls. That could be a good discussion we have with our consultant this afternoon. What do you think, ladies? How about
that's exactly the demographic we're looking
room
for.
Yeah, totally. Radio. Yeah. Yes, it is. All right, Jennifer, can we get a quick update on, before we go off into other areas, the latest on the campaign trail, who's blaming whom for what? Is there anything hot there?
They're both blaming each other for everything.
No!
Come on. We're a few months away from an election. What do you expect?
Shock. Today's primary day, by the way, in Massachusetts. I'm going to vote for Joe Kennedy. I don't
because
I can't stand Ed Markey. Anyway, you know, it's really awful when you vote not for somebody, but against somebody else.
Yeah. A lot of people do that.
I know, that's true. Yeah, exactly. All right, so anything between the two of them? President's going to Kenosha, right?
Well, yeah, President will be in Kenosha today. Joe Biden, I think, is supposed to go by the end of the week. He's seen that the polls are tightening, so he's all of a sudden out of the basement. He said he was going to stick it out and not travel because of COVID until election day, but that changed this week. And so yesterday he was in Pennsylvania talking about how he never said he was against fracking and trying to make that argument to Pennsylvania, which is a sympathetic state to Joe Biden. They like him. But whether or not they liked his economic policy under the Obama administration, we'll see on November 3rd, because certainly President Trump has said that he has brought a lot of jobs back to Pennsylvania.
Yeah, how much does Biden have to eat the words of Trump from that era? Is there a lot of that going on? I haven't really, you know, I'm not paying much attention to
that.
I don't
know what that means,
stuff,
exactly. But,
well, when Obama did something in the name, oftentimes it's the Obama-Biden administration. When they want to hang something on Biden, they go back to... You know, the same thing with, I don't know. It seems less with Trump and Pence, frankly. But
well, I think, here's something that's kind of interesting and unique, because we have a vice president who had some time separate. So it's not like he ran on an immediate record because he didn't run last time around. So what you have going on this time are people who now have actual executive experience to run on. So you've got 3.5 years of Trump that you can look at, and you have 8 years of Biden's run as VP to compare records on. A lot of times you'll have someone's Senate record or you'll have someone's House, but you can actually directly correlate the policies of two administrations next to each other. So that's what makes this, I think, a little bit more interesting. And it's in a short enough amount of time, so it's not like you have to stretch your mind muscles too much. You can kind of think back to what it was like. So that makes it kind of interesting. The polls have not come out from the full after the RNC was done. There was a tightening with African Americans on day two of the RNC, but they haven't had any polls that have come out at the completion of the RNC and the DNC. So that should be coming this week as well to see just what the polling looks like right now. I don't put much stock in polling because I think it's very difficult to poll people when it comes particularly
people,
to President
these
Trump.
Days they tell the pollsters the opposite because they want to have a little fun. I'm going to do that. And then they all laugh. I'm not doing that at all. So there's plenty of that.
I think one thing to watch today, though, because there could be something of note to keep an eye on, the family of Jacob Blake. Remember when they first came out, the mother was like kind of preaching tolerance and let's just pray for everybody. And she was saying you know, nicer things about President Trump and about law enforcement, right? His dad, however, was really beating the drum against President Trump, against the police, against the policies he feels were, you know, took his son, got his son to, well, not killed, but shot seven times.
Shot in the back.
He's still alive.
Yeah.
So what's supposed to happen, I guess President Trump was going to meet with the family, but they wanted to have lawyers involved. And so he was advised not to do that with the legal team. I don't know why that would be. But they're still going to be out there at the site of the shooting. President Trump's supposed to tour that area. So something to keep an eye out is to see if there's anything that goes between the family and the president and whoever he's visiting that site with. So anyway,
all right.
Back to Trump.
Now, we were talking earlier about the Russians trying to bribe, what, $1 million? Was that the story, Victoria?
Yeah, they tried to pay $1 million to an employee of a Nevada. We don't know what company it was, but I'm assuming it's either biotech, vaccine-related, or straight-up tech.
All right. So now that's the Russians trying to ruin our country. What are the Chinese doing to try to ruin our country today, Jennifer?
Remember, China has a much bigger budget than Russia. Russia has a very
small...
Like
to disrupt us?
Yes. Russia, I know we like to... I mean, I get it. That look, and I'm not condoning it because I don't want anybody getting involved in our country. Unfortunately, it happens that we get involved in other people's country, and it's a mess. But when you want to talk about people who can really get involved and who have a lot of money to spend to do it, it's China. And they are putting the pressure economically on Hollywood. And we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Remember, we were speculating about how China is not only getting involved in radio and entertainment that we know about in the broadcast industry, but we also talked about their impact on Hollywood and how there was this group of stars who wouldn't speak out against China because they felt like their bread was buttered. Well, now there's a story in Axios today saying that China is putting the pressure on Hollywood to produce films that might soar in the country's box office and avoid those.
In theirs?
Please.
You mean China's box office or ours?
Yes, that might soar in the country's box office and avoid those that may displease Beijing. So now Hollywood is being asked to do pro-Chinese movies, and they're doing it because there's a direct cash flow. This is the stuff, I mean, we get so...
A lot of Chinese money is involved in producing, especially a lot of the action flicks these days. There's a lot of Chinese money. And
so
you see it in the credits.
Axios says, by censoring American blockbusters, Beijing thinks it can prevent American and global audiences from imagining the Chinese Communist Party as a major threat and from viewing the targets of China's repression as victims worthy of sympathy. They don't want to see those protesters depicted as, you know, in glory, basically. They don't want them glorified by the media or by Hollywood. And soon, China's box office is supposed to surpass the U.S. as the largest film market in the world. So they're calling it an epidemic of self censorship in Hollywood. At least
but
that's
they can't
what
make
Professor
movies themselves that are any good. They have to have them made in Hollywood because their movies suck.
But here's the thing: we're getting, and I don't want to downplay the issues because people's lives are obviously a huge issue. Safety in cities a huge issue. I'm not saying that at all. But I think we really ignore this problem of China, and I know that we have it on this program because we talk about it, but this is something that we are not getting enough action from in terms of government. I know that Trump has done some things, but
not
it's not enough.
Neither.
And Congress has done zippo.
Zero.
And so
zero. Nothing.
And we've let this go for years and years and years.
Well, you got to wonder whether the members of Congress are on the take from Chinese interests. Why are they? What's the answer? And I haven't even had, you know, all these phonies like Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo and whoever else is out there supposedly trying to get at the news. Where is your Getcha interview with somebody from China to try to find out? So then under the circumstances, they're anti-American. You can make a case for these people because they won't go to dig into the reasons that all the stuff these Chinese entities are getting a pass from Congress and from any companies that still want to do business with China are un-American as far as I'm concerned. Completely anti-patriotic. You talk about patriotism. You want to do business with the Chinese, then you're a traitor.
Here's what
That's
I also think, and this is maybe my tinfoil hat, but I also think that we need to be tracking the money into some of these big cities where violence is happening.
I don't
believe
who said that the first day?
You said
day.
It. I also feel the same way. I think that if you look at who is funding groups, and I'm not talking about the peaceful protesters that a lot
no,
of us are holding up
the
right
violent,
now.
No, the people who are busting with
Portland,
guns from other cities.
Those are,
yep.
those are people who have been co-opted. Their movement has been taken over. And so we have to figure out what their impact is here. And I think because people think that this could be bad for Biden, I don't know that there's a really big push for people to actually investigate this. And I don't care if it helps Biden or Trump. This is about America before any politician.
Yeah. Screw the politicians. This is about saving the country. We're so asleep. The educational system is so corrupted. Excuse me, Victor.
Right, but the thing that we also talk about here, and we haven't in a while, and we should probably kind of ramp it back up again because all three of us agree on this. China's involvement in our food chain is something that no one talks about.
And pharmaceuticals?
And pharmaceuticals, too. But, like, even if you go to, and this is something that my sister-in-law, who's very anti-GMO, very pro, you know, organic, and, like, she's, you know, an activist, a food activist, she pointed this out to me, like, 2 years ago, that my brother, her husband, had gone to the store and bought garlic. And so she sent me a picture. She goes, look at what your brother came home with. And I said, well, it's a bulb of garlic. And she goes, no, look at it in depth. It's completely bleached white. It's from China. China is bleaching our garlic bulbs, and we don't even think
about
it.
Why are we buying garlic bulbs from China?
Exactly. Yeah,
why are we buying it from American farmers? We got to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
My God, wake up.
But
Jennifer,
if you're ingesting bleach, that's another way China is...
That's to kill you.
Yeah.
Right. You kill off as many Americans as we can.
Well,
right.
And if they don't kill you, they'll make money off of the pharmaceuticals they have to sell
right.
you. And that's, you know, it all works hand in hand.
Insidious. Yep. So the appeals court, which has shut down Michael Flynn's request to drop the case, this has been going on since past spring, right? What's going on? What is
it's a mess is what it is. There's no prosecutor, but the judge is going to still have the case. So at the end of all of this, all this does is really prolong. It's not going anywhere. It's prolonging.
Wasting money. Taxpayer money.
It's a lot of money and time.
Political.
I mean, it's not, at this point with no prosecution, it's not going to go anywhere. But yeah.
Well,
It costs him more money, and it costs the taxpayer more money.
Yeah. Quick on the fires in California. What's going on with the fires? Anything that has changed to winds and rain and none of that or not all of the above? So the fire, you know, we tend to hear all this stuff, and then it just kind of floats out of our mind.
Well, things have settled down a bit because the weather's cooperating, but there are still a lot of fires burning. And what's really sad, particularly for my friends up in Northern California in Sonoma and Napa, is that there are a lot of wineries who have lost their structures and their storage facilities. There are a lot of wineries that are still threatened. These are people in Sonoma and Napa who just went through this 2 years ago. And these same areas are burning again
because they didn't
usually
do anything about cleaning up.
Yeah, and usually, I mean, there's something living in California where fires are a reality. Usually, if you have a really big fire, and you're usually good. This is so weird to say, but you're usually good for 10 years. That's typically what most people believe. That's how it was when I was growing up. If you have a fire, you're usually not at risk to have another one for 10 years. Not anymore, because they're not maintaining anything. They're just letting everything grow. And so we have had two really wet winters, and then it hasn't even been an overly hot summer. But when you have all of that growth, it dries out, and you have all of this.
Pretty much common sense, but there's none of that in California, thanks to the kind of leadership that's there. We were talking earlier about that, what do they call it, the Neuraflex,
Neuralink.
Neuralink. All right. Mm-hmm. Don't have to do that. You can improve your short-term memory with a proven brain health supplement called Prevagen, Prevagen. Get it in any health food store. Get it at Whole Foods. Prevagen will make your life better because you'll have a healthier brain. A lot of vitamin D in it. So think of your brain as being, well, we all know as we get older, we're going to have a better and a stronger brain, especially when it comes to age-related cognitive impairment. So if you get on the Prevagen bandwagon, you'll have a healthier brain, you'll have a better life, and you'll live longer with a good brain. 21 after the hour.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Forever in my life. Who do you think this is? Those of you listen to, okay, now with that line, you could tell it was Prince, but I don't think you could tell it was Prince right out of the box. You, Victoria?
I'm a big Prince fan, so I would say yes, but maybe not to the regular, you know, to casual listeners, maybe not.
Yeah, okay. So it's music time in this hour of the DJV program, 23 after the hour. Victoria, Doug, and you with Prince. Some unheard work in progress, like Forever in My Life. This has not been this version, or has this song even been around? I don't recognize this song at all.
Nope, this is new.
Yeah, I like it. It's a drop now. Forever in My Life refers not to when the version was recorded. It was August 8th, 1986, when this song, this version, was recorded in his home studio. But what time of day the vocal track was laid down? Well, that's a question. His fiancée at the time, Susanna Melvoin, said he'd been up all night, came upstairs at like 7 in the morning. He grabbed my hand and said, "Follow me." So I followed him downstairs. Sun was coming through the stained glass windows, and he pressed play. And this song came on, and I looked at him, and I got teary-eyed. And that was it. He didn't have to say anything. So let's crank this up some more. Is it the lyric that made her teary-eyed?
Yeah, it's written for her, Forever in My Life, although it didn't end up being forever.
Yeah.
I don't
Who
think
is
they
she?
Ever got
I don't
married.
Know anything about her.
I don't know. I don't know. In 86, he was pretty famous, so I don't know who she was. I don't think it turned into a marriage from engagement.
No.
He was married, I think, at least one time that I know of, maybe twice.
Yeah.
But that was
but
later.
Prince Estate shared Cosmic Day and the 1979 version of I Could Never Take the Place of Your Man, which is what we're playing here now, from the massive vault rating Sign of the Times reissue, which is due out the 25th of this month. This sounds like
So, is probably my number one favorite Prince song.
Is it?
Just, and this is not even the complete version. This is a demo version.
Really? I could never take the place of your man. Interesting thought process there, huh?
Yeah.
Selling? Yeah. Singing and selling. 26 after the hour here on the DJV program. Devo frontman Mark Mothersbaugh spent 18 days at Cedars-Sinai battling COVID. He's revealed that in an interview that was in today's L.A. Times. Mothersbaugh thinks he may have contracted the virus in May while working near strangers at his music production company. He dismissed early symptoms as fatigue. He called his wife when his fever hit 103. He said a nurse came over the next morning and said, "You should be in ICU." I said, "That's ridiculous." She replied, she'd been a nurse for 3 decades. She looked at him and said, "You need an ambulance right now, pal." Mothersbaugh's wife is named Anita, said the nurse saved his life. He spent 2 weeks at Cedars-Sinai relying on a ventilator. Yeah, that's pretty serious stuff. He was delusional, Victoria, had hallucinations through much of the ordeal. He said, "There's a bookstore I love where I get stationery supplies, and in my mind, I'd been there. I was convinced for about 2 weeks that I'd been hit by a brick by somebody in Little Tokyo." Mothersbaugh's family was unable to visit him in the hospital. They stayed in contact, though, through video, and they tried their best to keep him somewhat sane and grounded, especially after he tried to escape out of the hospital. Wow, that's really delicious.
We had a family friend, and they just did an autopsy, and it turned out he did have COVID. This was early April. He did the same thing. He had a pulmonary embolism, went to the ER. He was completely out of it, woke up in a totally delusional state and ripped all the tubes and everything out, and they had to sedate him. It's the same story. COVID is, I understand everyone who wants to get back to real life.
Serious
but
stuff.
But it is no joke. No joke.
If it gets really bad, it's really bad. Keep your immune system healthy, folks, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. More of the DJV program in the next half hour. It's 28 and a half past the hour now.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rate subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be in Kenosha, Wisconsin today to meet with law enforcement and survey damage from recent riots in the streets there following the police shooting of Jacob Blake earlier this month. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says she doesn't believe the president should be making the trip right now.
What we see from him over and over again, and particularly as part of his reelection bid, is to exploit tensions and division. And that's the last thing that Kenosha needs. It's the last thing that Wisconsin needs. It's the last thing that our region and our country needs.
The president saying Portland, Oregon leaders are not up to the task of handling violent protests in that city, telling Fox News last night the Democratic Mayor Ted Wheeler is incompetent after Wheeler blamed the president for an incident that killed a demonstrator over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For frequent flyers, it's kind of a big deal, as United Airlines is dropping change fees. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
United Airlines is taking a big step to get customers back during the coronavirus pandemic. CEO Scott Kirby announcing the airline is permanently scrapping its $200 ticket change fee for domestic flights. United Airlines Chief Communications Officer Josh Earnest says this move is here to stay.
This is a permanent change. We're not planning to, we don't have any plans to change this. We're going to have to make some fundamental changes in this business. This business has been totally disrupted by the coronavirus. And we've been, here at United, we've been actually at the leading edge of many of these changes, from the way that we disinfect our planes to a requirement that people wear masks. At least when it comes to disinfection and cleaning, we think a lot of those policies are also going to be permanent, that we want to do more to build people's confidence in the cleanliness of the environment that they're flying in. This is another example of a change where we are leading, and this is a change that definitely will be permanent.
American and Delta also announcing they're removing change fees on most domestic flights as well.
And tennis star Serena Williams begins play at the U.S. Open in New York City today. She's going to be aiming for her 24th Grand Slam singles title. A 24th championship would tie her with Hall of Famer Margaret Court for the most Grand Slam singles titles ever. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The beginning of a new month. Have you flipped over your calendar yet? From August to September, it's the 1st of September, the 1th of September. It's a Tuesday. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with my pal Victoria Keelan. You don't mind me referring to you as my pal, because
I love pal.
You really are my pal.
You have Thank you.
Other men pals? You must have a lot of men pals. You have a lot of pals. Men pals? Or am I unique? I'm unique.
That's a different conversation, but yeah.
Excuse me, yes. All right, well, that's okay. Do you laugh when you talk to your husband, Lewis, about what we do on the air or me? Do you laugh about stuff?
Sometimes. I usually tell him how you kind of, like, crap on certain stories, and we just laugh about that. Yeah. Usually it's music-related. Yeah. Phil just had a suggestion off the air about a music story for next week, and I just went, Doug's going to crap all over that. Don't even bother. Yeah.
All right. But it is still summertime. A lot of people, Memorial Day. It seemed like we were just having Memorial Day, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The 4th of July. A lot of Americans hitting the road this weekend. Actually, probably more than Memorial Day, because we feel a little better about the COVID situation. There's a survey out today, Victoria, from cars.com, that finds 60% of Americans going to travel this weekend. 88% of the group is planning to drive. More people are going to fly, though, and take public transportation, which is kind of a cool thing. Certainly a lot more than said in mid-May that they travel, or that they would, whatever their mode of travel on Memorial Day is going to be, because that was the height of the fear for COVID, and people didn't know what they were dealing with.
Right, and back then, Airbnb basically said, this is going to be the end of us, or this is it. And now Airbnb has bounced back arguably faster than any other business or industry, because people feel, and Lewis and I did this a couple weeks ago. We rented an Airbnb for a long weekend, and we felt very safe. It was a wonderful experience. And I think a lot of people are still kind of skeptical about hotels, depending on where you live. But Airbnb is, you know, they bounce back like lightning fast, which is great because I love the concept of Airbnb. We're traveling this weekend too. We're taking we're gonna go stay in our friends. Our friends have a camper on their property in Frenchtown, New Jersey. So we're getting away from COVID Beach here where we live. And
COVID Beach.
They call it that. Everyone calls it COVID Beach.
The number.
So we're driving. It's about an hour and a half away. So we're driving.
Number one vacation week of the year is 4th of July. Number two is Christmas. And this week, Labor Day, around Labor Day, is the number three week for vacations for people in terms of popularity, number of people on vacation. You will not find anybody this week you won't get much business done. If you're in the business of doing business like I am, it just isn't this week.
Yeah.
One of the three weeks, forget it. People are gone, But, you know, in terms of summertime, I certainly don't want to let go of summer.
I haven't even had a summer.
I know. It's really the, and we talk about this, it seems, every year at this time. The calendar tells the summer is officially over and fall begins. There may be some hot days, supposed to be hot here, the rest of it, but not, it's kind of, the heat's been broken here. I don't know, down where you are in Jersey, whether it still is.
We had one or two, in the 90s, you know, a couple days that were really hot. Other than that, it's been a really mild summer. Today's only a high of 75, so it's not too bad.
Good ice cream day, that's for sure.
Every day is a good ice cream.
Still, right, exactly. But there's a lot of time to enjoy the beautiful. Last night I was out walking with Daisy, and the night sky was just fabulous. You walk around in shirt sleeves. It was cool the night before, so I had a jacket on. I just sat on the grass with her for a little bit and watched the stars and talked to her. I don't know that she knew I was talking about the stars, but, you know, she's busy sniffing around the grass as I'm just sitting there.
You're also very lucky. You have the most picturesque farm, I think, in, like, all of New England.
I'm very fortunate.
I have not even visited yet, but I've seen online. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah, a lot of great places to sit and just think. And that's
what
it's all
about. I feel like
your
farm is like a Robert Frost poem come to life.
It's a very unique place. There is not another place around like it. The buildings are unique. The land is unique. I pinch myself when I walk up the driveway and look around and think this is something that I was able to buy and save and still working on. That's the only thing that makes me melancholy. It's a long, arduous task. But you know what? It's really worth it. And I have the friendship of people like Jonathan Tucker and Zach Hinkle and my son and my lawyer, Arthur White, who have given their all almost 2 years now. We've been in this project to save the farm with the cannabis grow. And
did you ever think in a million years, you're like the straightest-laced guy ever, and weed is literally going to save your farm?
No.
I love that.
Well, one of the things, Brendan and I really want to do the hemp thing. We have to, we're working on that, but it's a little, the state of Massachusetts made a mess out of it a couple of years ago, and there's legislative stuff being offered to get our head out of our butt, if you will, to fix that. But, it's something I would not have, if you'd have come to me a few years ago, I would not have said that. What are you, crazy? I'm not going to do that. So think about summer. Don't worry about autumn. I think that's it. Follow the golden rule as you move forward, thinking about how the COVID goes away with the summer, hopefully. But make sure you treat others as you want to be treated when it comes to wearing a mask and social distancing or personal distancing. I think that still will be important through the end of the year. Mm-hmm. The passing of John Thompson, Victoria, the legendary Georgetown basketball coach. He was only 78. He was very highly thought of. Lots of stories about him. He was the first black coach to win national championship. What else do you have that comes from the memory of his career?
Well, his star player was Patrick Ewing, and so he's largely responsible for being Patrick Ewing's mentor, which led to, as we know, a legendary career for Patrick Ewing. And a lot of other coaches have followed in his footsteps. None of them have ever matched his success. He led the Georgetown Hoyas to a national championship in 3 Final Fours. The first one was in 1984 when they clinched that title, which, like you said, led to him being the first black coach to win the national championship. His teams made the NCAA tournament in 20 of his 27 seasons. That's pretty darn good. And 14 of those appearances were consecutive. Georgetown was just on a huge run for a really long time. And he had apparently been, as you said, he was 78 when he passed. He retired from coaching in 1999, and he had been battling multiple health issues. He had been battling multiple health issues, but 78 seems too young for sure.
Sure. Certainly does.
But he was famous for, I don't know if you've seen this on TV, he was famous, he always had a white towel on his shoulder. So all the NBA games that have been televised, all of the commentators, Charles Barkley and a lot of other former players, everyone had a white towel on their over their shoulder for to pay tribute to him last night. Yeah.
Well, there certainly is a lot you like to think about, all the good things that have come from people like that. While we're in the sports department here for a moment, I wanted to talk about the owner of the Baltimore Colts, Jim. Is it Irsay? Is that how you pronounce his name? I-R-S-A-Y? I think that's...
I don't know, but that sounds right.
No, I said the Colts. It used to be Baltimore. It's now Indianapolis. He supports the Black Lives Matter movement and explained why using the phrase "all lives matter" misses the point. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot to be, you know, there are two sides to this. I've talked about this with my Asian friends as to, you know, what are we, chopped liver, that kind of stuff. But he made the declaration on his social media explaining why using that phrase seems to miss the point. So I'm going to read directly, because you'll probably identify with this. Some people will like it, some people won't, but I'm reading. This is Jim Irsay. At Jim Irsay on Twitter. Of course all lives matter, but the phrase "Black Lives Matter" is about unequal treatment faced by black Americans. It doesn't say or imply that only black lives matter. When we say beat breast cancer, it doesn't mean we don't care about beating leukemia. Which
Great
is an
point.
Interesting.
That's a good way.
I mean, putting it that way.
Yep.
See, I think we need to be all inclusive, but his point, and there are a lot of other NFL owners who are speaking out because they've had a lot of their team members, you know, get pretty active in this stuff.
And also educate them. It's very easy for white people to sit back and go, yeah, all lives matter. Well, black people never said that all lives didn't matter. They just said they're saying right now, you know, the house is on fire. When the house is on fire, you don't say all houses matter.
Just,
it's the house that's on fire.
It shouldn't be right now. It ought to be. You know, this is something that ought to be on our minds. Equality, you know, I go back to the Constitution with liberty and justice for all. We don't have that. We've probably never had it. The men who were responsible for writing that would probably be choking on the reality of what today is all about, bringing that stuff to the surface. Some people are too arrogant and too aggressive when it comes to their position. But then there are those who would say, well, they've had it rough for all these years. And that's true, and I want to differentiate, and I don't want to get stuck on this, but I do want to differentiate between the people who are sincere and the opportunists who are out there marketing an idea for their own sort of to their own advantage. That's the thing you gotta be concerned about.
I can only tell you just to put a point on this, my black friends said they want to get to the point where all lives matter and no one thinks about it.
That's it.
How my black friends feel. Lots of discussions, and that's the goal. The goal is to get to the point where all lives truly do matter. Right now, that's not the case.
The marketing of the jewel. Have you noticed, where is all of this? There's been an investigation going on this summer, but you never, as COVID and Black Lives Matter and pretty much the election, that's all you hear, that's all you read, that's all you think about. But there's so many other things that are still going on behind the scenes. And 39 states exploring allegations against Juul's marketing practices.
Oh, wait, sorry. I was thinking of the singer for a second. Wait, Juul, you mean Juul? J-U-U-L?
Oh, no, no. I'm talking about J-U-U-L.
Oh, okay, the vaping.
The huffer, the puffer. Yeah,
got it.
The vaping thing, right.
What's Juul marketing?
These attorney generals, well, that's my fault because I didn't make it clear, I suppose. I just think when I think about I should think about Juul because I like Juul, actually.
I love Juul.
Connecticut, Florida, Nevada, Oregon, Texas started this investigation, calling Juul despicable. They've sued Juul in the underage e-cigarette smoking epidemic. Cigarette use, as we've talked about, at an all-time high with high school. How can you be so dumb?
Because they're kids.
Yeah, but
I mean,
is
look,
it
think
just
about
because
it.
You're kids? Are you dumb?
Well, I was dumb. I smoked cigarettes in high school. I was stupid. But and I knew it was bad for me, but you're in high school and you feel invincible. It's hard to convince kids, hey, 5 years from now you might, you know, have serious lung issues. Yeah, 5 years, when you're in high school, 5 years from now seems like an eternity.
I suppose. Yeah, I didn't think about it that way. I just didn't do. I was too busy.
You were a goody two-shoes.
Chasing cows around and shoveling manure on the farm.
Yeah, most guys were chasing girls. You were chasing cows.
Right. Well, I had my time with that, too, but it came a little later. Yeah. All right, in a moment, the situation still as Laura, there's a cleanup that goes on. We'll spend a minute or so talking about that after this.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams.
So if you're talking about weapons of mass destruction at home, you're talking about the hands.
Mayo Clinic pediatrician Dr. Robert Jacobson says the war on germs starts by adults teaching kids good hand hygiene while they're young.
Nice hot water.
Dr. Jacobson asked parents to lead by example, to be demonstrative in their efforts. For example,
it's time to get breakfast ready. The parent says out loud, I'm going to wash my hands with soap and water before I reach in the refrigerator to get your food. I just came in from taking out the trash. I can pour you a glass of milk, but I have to wash my hands first.
Many illnesses are spread by unwashed hands, and teaching kids how to properly clean their hands will help them remain healthy.
The children really do need to get in the habit about hand washing, and they'll do it when they have examples at home.
For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so all these people in Louisiana and Texas who are waking up listening to us today, maybe for the first time because the power's been out, although a lot of radio stations were able to stay on the air or got back on the air quickly, the heat advisories down there, we were talking about summer going away. Can you imagine the humidity? You probably can't after this storm. Woo!
I've been to Houston in August, so I have experienced that kind of humidity, but
So I want to know where FEMA is in all of this. Is FEMA...
50,000 people so far have applied for help from FEMA. So FEMA, I guess, I don't know.
Are they on the case? Are they at the site?
I believe they are. I think because there was a lot of warning, we had a lot of advance notice of this hurricane. So I think that people maybe were prepared a little better.
Okay. Oh, hold a good thought for all those people. A lot of them lost their homes and their jobs and their livelihood and that kind of stuff. So this is a tough reality here.
No water service either. No clean water.
No electricity, no water.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour, Victoria wanted to know what this movie was all about. And very few. This movie was sort of groundbreaking in a number of ways. It's the theme from Delta Force, which was a Chuck Norris vehicle for blowing stuff, for blowing things up. That's kind of what this. Well, it was more than that. The story was deeper, but it was still simplistically told. It was one of those Canon, what is it, Globe and Globus? Who was it that produced those?
Sorry, it was a Canon movie. Martin Golden, I think his name was the owner of that company. Did a lot of schlock, like Gold of Death, which movies, and a lot of violent R fare. Yeah. He actually directed and co-wrote this movie, and I thought it was very effective. I remember seeing it back in 86. I was a fan. Yeah, critics weren't kind because it's sort of an exploitation movie, but it's well acted and it's extremely exciting in the second half.
Look at the actors who were in. I mean, the people, every big Jewish actor, and then there was George Kennedy and Robert Forster, but you know, every big Jewish actor in the country wanted to be a part of this for whatever the reason.
Yeah, and I told you off air, it was shot in Israel. It was Lee Margaret. They originally wanted Charles Bronson to co-star with Chuck Norris. He passed, and then they wound up getting Lee Marvin, who was awesome in that movie. And he actually went out and promoted the film, and he did very few promotions for movies because he said, this is a really good flick. He was proud of doing it, and that was his final film appearance. But that was a nice pairing. It was the first time Chuck Norris worked with a quality ensemble cast, and they signed him when he did the Delta Force. They signed him down into a 14-picture deal.
Yeah. Most of the stuff he's done, kind of ham and egger stuff.
It was good movies. He's made Lone Wolf McQuade is a good one. He did a movie called I forget the name of it. Something Code, which is a good director, Andrew Davis, who did The Fugitive directed that film. He did a few good movies. He did a few, you know, just what they were. But I like Chuck Norris. I was a fan. And, you know, Doug, I keep saying to people, with coronavirus somewhat still not under control, I would just think about maybe injecting every person on the planet with Chuck Norris blood plasma, and I think it would just go away. No? That would be it.
I think he's still selling those devices, isn't he? Like, he's 88 years old, and he's still out those exercise devices.
Well, they keep putting, you know, on the internet, they always, Chuck Norris is a running a fun joke, and that latest one is, Chuck Norris has contracted the coronavirus. The virus is now in a 14-day quarantine.
Yeah. He's got a terrible hairpiece. Awful. My God, awful hairpiece.
Not a kid anymore.
No, but he was good, and there are a lot of, I think, what was it, Texas Ranger? What was his name?
I don't remember. That was a big Walker, Texas Ranger.
Walker, that's it. Thank you,
Walker, right. Hey, they're going to redo that.
My grandfather used to love that show.
My grandfather.
Very popular. Very popular.
So, Bill and Ted, Facing the Music, was going to include a George Carlin appearance, but the CGI would have been too expensive. So now 30...
I can see why they wanted to do it, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So this is what? This is Keanu Reeves, right?
Yeah. And Alex Winter. The other. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what's he done other than this? We all know what Keanu Reeves has done. What's Alex Winter
doing? I don't know. I don't know the answer. That is a good question. What, did he stay in the industry? Was he doing... I'm sure he did other things. I don't know. It is a good question. But obviously it's a nice coup for him. He gets to do a feature. It's in select theaters. The multiplexes will not play Bill and Ted Face the Music, Doug, because it's currently also on streaming, and they will not show a movie in their multiplex if it's also on streaming. So we booked it at our theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only in smaller individual sort of all house theaters.
So apparently,
but mostly on streaming.
The theme is much the same as the early one. They meet up at the Circle K convenience store. There's a lot of, I don't know, is CGI that expensive on doing, I didn't think it was that expensive.
Boy, they really must have kept the budget down. I can't see how they couldn't pull that off.
Yeah, I can't either.
That doesn't make a lot of logical sense.
And having Keanu Reeves in a movie, that isn't going to be cheap. He's a big ticket item.
I have a feeling he took a deal to do this, though.
Maybe.
He took a back-end deal completely. He took a complete back-end deal. I'd be stunned if he got anything up front. I don't think he did.
I would have loved to have seen Carlin, though. He was such a choice, no matter what it was. He just...
I just want to say this movie, Tenet, that Warner Brothers is promoting, it opens today in some theaters tomorrow, this week. Chris Nolan's $200 million site. It feels like an event film. Like, they're creating enough buzz. I am really curious, come next Monday, how many people show up to see this film. I think it'll be decent, very decent.
Well, we'll find out. Maybe I'll go to the movies for the first time to see that. All right, Chucker, good job as usual. Chuck Curry is here.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.